So I said, well, I'll go to the Vickers factory. And when I went, I was duly interviewed. And they said, yes, you can start it. Because I was working in the foundry, but you couldn't be an apprentice till you were 16. So they said, well, you're nearly 16. You can start an apprenticeship here if you want to. I said, well, Team Valley, you know, it meant a tram and a bus. And he says, or you can go to Elswick or Scotchwood, find a place for you. Well, at the time, I was living on Armstrong Road, opposite Atkinson Road School. That was the old council offices. Well, the first block up, I lived there, 198 Armstrong Road. And I said, well, Scotchwood's better because I can walk down the bank and I'm there, you know. So I started at Scotchwood before I was 16. And I was there till I was just turned 18. I was 18 in the August. And in the September, I got me calling up papers. So I was I was in the army by November. And they reckoned we were in safe jobs because of armaments. But because we'd been organising strikes and what have you, all the committee of the junior shop stewards, every one of us, ended up in the army within a month. And the others didn't. Friends I went to school with, they stayed and were never in the army. But when we queried this afterwards, we said it's funny that all the junior shop stewards in Vickers Armstrongs, both in the shipyards, Elswick and Scotchwood, all ended up in the army. Then when we got the junior shop stewards, well, it was more social than political. Till the Glasgow lot went on, said they were going to organise an apprentice strike. Well, it was never known, because if the workers went on strike, the apprentices weren't allowed to. But Glasgow said, well, we want better conditions, we want better pay. Because they were getting maybe 7 and 6 a week, you know. And, I mean, you could be travelling, you know. I mean, if I'd travelled to Team Valley, I would still got 7 and 4 pence, it was. And, you know, you couldn't live on it, really. I mean, right, the pictures was only 9 pence or 10 pence. But, you know, if you wanted to go to a dance, it was going to cost you 1 threepence or 1 6. It soon eats into 7 shillings and your mother had to clothe you and feed you, you know. So they decided they would have a strike. And we had a vote on it and decided we would support them. So from then on, it was a big hand. You know, you can't do this and you can't do that. And, of course, you know yourself with teenagers, the more you say you can't, the more they say they can't. But it was more social. We used to have our meetings in an upstairs room in the Delaval Arms. We used to organise, well, main fundraising was dances, which we always held at the Millvane. And I even remember the printer that did all the tickets was Mrs. Graham. And I think it was Frank Graham's mother.
Right.
I have reason to believe it was.
So, just to go back to the strike, sorry, how long were you on strike then?
I honestly can't remember. Right. It wasn't a huge thing and it didn't last long.
Did you win?
Did we win? More or less. We did get a pay rise out of it and slightly better conditions. conditions, because you see, although you were only 16, 17, up to 18, they would say, well, you're on night shift next week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you shouldn't have even been out of your bed.
Yeah.
I mean, I did that on night shift, 7 stitches and a lot of blood.